you more efficient at work and to entertain you when you're at play. The best part is, you can now get a BlackBerry smartphone for as low as $49. Stop into any Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky and ask about the BlackBerry Pearl Flip 8230. A great flip phone with all the power of a BlackBerry smartphone for just $49. Terms of service apply, and it's available from Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.
We're back here at the great final, 21.7, USA 34, Kansas City 35, USA with the ball. What did you hear in the huddle?
Coach Pitcher is drawn up a play, and they were all eyes on Coach Pitcher, of course, but I got to believe he's going to try and get the ball in the hands of Miranda first to make something happen. Something changes from there. I think that'll be his first option. We'll see what happens.
And here we go. USA gets the ball under their basket. They get it inside to Eisengruber, and Eisengruber turns and goes up, but she gets called for the travel. That's just no good.
She shuffled her foot. The ref was standing right there. Good call. Now they're going to have to put some pressure on. Looks like a full court man-to-man.
19 seconds to go, Cassidy, with a one-point lead, full court press. And jumping in there was Tammy Eisengruber. She jumped the pass in front of Cassidy. She came from nowhere, Brett, and jumped in front of that pass at the baseline and drew the foul.
So how about this? She gets called for the traveling, hustles back, makes the steal, and then gets fouled, and she's going to go to the line with a 1-1 with a chance to redeem herself here.
And you know what? She came back. She was up here at half court and realized that there was a wide-open Hendricks underneath, and she jumped in there and got that and then drew the foul. Now she goes to the line to try to redeem herself, and she misses that one, and it's a long rebound, and Hendricks tries to save it, which is a no-no under your bat when it's under the opponent's basket. So it goes back to USA. So USA is getting three tries for a dollar, four tries for a dollar here. They inbound it. They're wide open. Eisengruber, and again, she can't buy a basket. And this time it goes to Logan Raw, and Eisengruber smartly fouls. So it's 13.3 seconds. Cassidy goes down for two shots because they're in the double bonus.
And look who's shooting, Logan Raw. Tammy Eisengruber had a great look, made a great shot, just couldn't get it to go. It kind of rimmed in and out. Logan Raw wisely grabbed the ball, and USA swarmed her immediately to get that foul.
And I'll tell you what, Eisengruber's been a one-man show for the last 5-6 seconds right here. And Logan Raw lays it up and makes the first shot good. She makes it a two-point lead now, 36-34, 13 seconds to go, but the clock is stopped here and will not stop until it's inbound.
I would certainly guess USA will call a timeout when they do get possession of the ball.
And the second shot's up and good. It makes it a three-point game here, 37-34 with 13 seconds to go. We're going to stay right here, Brett.
Sounds good. I'd be curious to see. Coach Fisher is going to have to draw up. With 13.3 seconds, you probably got to look for a three-pointer. It'd be tough to try and get a quick dribble guard for two. So I think you're going to have to have a play that is a three-pointer, probably looking something inside out. So look down to a post player. Hope that they double team you and then look to kick it out. I got to think you got to look at Ewald. She seems to be like the best outside threat.
Chelsea Bitzer just checked back in. She could be another one, and she might be one. The way they've been calling it tonight and the way that the post players or inside players for Cass City has been fouling, I wouldn't maybe necessarily go for the three. I might, like you said, take a dribble drive in and see if we can get an and one out of it. That would be my second choice. My first choice would be let's go with this. If it's not there, you know, as well as I do, you got to give them two options in there, because if one's not there, you know, expecting them to be created in a pressure situation is not good. So you give them two ideas and say, here.
I think if you can get the ball down the court quickly, and you can't wait 6 or 7 seconds, if you can get down there in 2 or 3 seconds and have a chance to go in for a layup, absolutely agree.
And on Kansas City side, I'm saying let them shoot the three. If they tie it up, we'll take it into overtime, and we'll go for it.
You know, another interesting thought, a lot of coaches would suggest that Kansas City foul at some point prior to a shot going off and give them a 1-1 so a three can't tie the score. So be curious what Coach Henner said. Looks like their press is kind of sagging off a little bit.
And you know, it's 13.3. They got to come the full court of the thing. Let them get across the court line even. But here comes first with the ball out the court. 9 seconds, 7 seconds. They get it to Ewald for a long three. And she drains it for about 5 feet behind the 3-point line. And we're going to go into overtime.
You called it about 20 minutes ago. You said, could we have overtime? And I guess Chelsea Ewald says the answer is yes, we can. Great shot. Again, probably 4 or 5 feet behind the 3-point.
And Megan Parrish had a hand up in her face. There was nothing she can do. And you know what? Coach Spinner's got to be happy with that, because his defender did a great job. There was no foul after the shot, which sometimes you see when girls see that shot going up, they get panicky, or not just girls, and they want to box out or something. And nobody did anything stupid. They just let the three go in. Cassidy got the ball, took a quick look, and said, let's go to overtime.
Probably a great move by Coach Bitzer. He had first bring the ball up the court again, and she definitely drew some traffic when she dribbled over the wing. She pulled up, picked up her dribble, and found Ewald wide open, albeit from 5 feet behind the line, and she squared up and made an outstanding shot to tie this ballgame.
And, you know, it was just a guess that it would be overtime, but they're so evenly matched, like we talked on paper. Neither one of them have scored what they average, 41.9 for Cassidy, and that's what they give up. 44 is what Unionville usually has, and 42.5. And looking at it now, Cassidy's got one fullback, and USA's got two thirties and two fulls.
Well, they're gonna get a fullback also.
I'm not sure what they use, but we'll check here what they're gonna have. So, yeah, he's got his full allotment here on USA side, and Cassidy got one back. And you know how good that could be. We've been in them situations where it's nice to get that timeout back. So we're gonna have an extra 4 minutes. Play here to see who moves on to play Sandusky, and I'll tell you what, looking at both these teams, Sandusky doesn't have such a cakewalk coming up on Friday night.
Well, one thing that's going to pose a problem to Sandusky, I think, could be the bigs for either one of these teams. I think these teams rather have the advantage on that side of the ball.
Experience-wise and fundamental-wise, they're going to match up pretty good with Sandusky, either team here. So we're off, and the tip is won by USA. Here in the extra session, and they quickly bounce it into first. First goes up for the shot, and she quickly draws the foul on Hendricks.
You know, another thing that becomes a factor again is, you know, Chelsea Pitcher having four fouls prior wasn't such a big deal, but now that you got four more minutes, you got to be a little more careful, and that's Asher Hendricks for Cassidy. So both of those two have to be a little more careful about how they do things here.
And that was a great move by First there. Give her some credit. You know, she's done a great job tonight on the USA side, if we haven't given her that credit. And now she steps to the line. For once, it's not Eisengruber, and Eisengruber's probably saying, thank God it's not me shooting this free throw right now, and it's somebody else.
Well, that first got great position in the post, and they just, Henrik was pinned behind her, and she made a great move to draw that foul.
And her second shot's good. So they take the lead now here in overtime, 39-37. And Cassidy gets the ball. 3:48 to go here in the overtime session. Harris is up top running it. She goes to the left side, draws two people, throws it to Megan. Megan brings it back out, tries not to get trapped. They get it back to the top. Bring it to the right side, and they're trapping now on top of Clifton. And I like what they do. They listen to their coach on whether they're going to trap that second one. It took me a while to figure it out, but they wait. They let them two passes go, and then all of a sudden he yells, I think it's now, or go, and then they trap.
Well, I think a little bit, too, they're picking a little bit on Amanda Clifton. And then she gets on the wing, they're definitely trapping that pass, and they're doing it with a big, so she can't see over the top of Miranda First.
And, you know, she is a senior, so it's not like they're picking on a freshman or somebody who might be a little bit nervous here, but they're now trying to keep it. Anytime it goes below the free throw line, outside the three is where they're definitely trapping. Nice move there, a nice pickup for it, a nice smart little play there on USA's part.
Yep, there it goes. Clifton got it in the corner below the free throw line. They went right after it.
Now they give it to Rao. Rao gets it on the right side, comes all the way around to the left side, goes up for the shot, no good. And here is Amanda Clifton fighting for the rebounds with the big, and she got in there and got it, only to have it tipped away by USA out of bounds, but it remains Cassidy ball right in front of their bench.
Clifton's very scrappy, and she's that kind of player you want to have on your team if you're the coach.
Parrish gets the ball at the top of the key. She swings it to the right side, now to the left side, over to Clifton. Now they get it back to Megan. Megan gets it to McKenzie. No trap there. Now they get it to Rao at the free throw line. She checks inside. Nobody's there. She finds a wide open Megan Parrish for two. Long rebound. Nobody boxed out. Some clear. And she hands it off to Bitzer. Bitzer comes up the court with four fouls, so she's got to keep those elbows tucked in as she sticks one up. But it's tipped away there by Amanda Clifton. You know who we haven't seen was Chambers. Nia Chambers came in there a lot for Clifton, but he hasn't brought her back in a long time.
No, I thought he might go offense, defense there and sub those two back and forth in the fourth quarter, but he's stuck strictly with Clifton, maybe for the experience factor being the senior.
Could be. USA gets the ball in with no problem. Handling is Delson Clear. She gives it to Bitzer at the top. They're going to work to start it down here. He's going to make him work for it. Here comes Parrish. Parrish goes after it. Now they give it to First at the top. Logan Rao tips it, but it goes right in the hands of Delson Clear.
As tight as Cassidy looks like they are continuing to get their hands in the passing lanes and cause issues for USA.
And they get it down. They work hard. USA finally got it where they wanted on the low block to First. First made is a turnaround jump shot. They'll make the lead 41-37. And as we talk about it, here comes Shania Chambers.
Yeah, that was a great play by USA. They recognized that Hendrick was on First, so they made sure they took advantage of that.
And Rao shoots the long one just inside the three-point line. No good. Rebound controlled by USA. You know, she was wide open there. It was kind of long for her. She had a good look at it. It was a good shot. It hit the back of the rim, actually, but she could have easily taken one more dribble in, and Cassidy almost got the 10 seconds off. Then they almost